South Africa's gold miners and municipal workers are out on strike following a deadlock with their employers on wage talks. The strike in the gold mining industry is the most serious in nearly two decades. The Chamber of Mines, an association of employers in the gold mining industry, says between 80 and 100,000 miners have put down their tools in support of pay demands. The unions, which are demanding increases of between 7 and 8%, depending on the job, declared a strike last week after they rejected an offer of 4.5% and 5%. The employers then made a last-minute revised offer that was around a percentage point higher, 5.25% and 6.5%. The union said they would put the new offer to their members, but nevertheless elected to continue as planned with the strike. The minimum wage at gold mines is $354 per month. South African gold mines are amongst the deepest in the world, and working conditions are hazardous, with miners facing severe heat and the constant threat of rock bursts. A spokesman for the National Union of Mine Workers, Moferefere Lekwaretswana, says that in addition, current allowances are insufficient to allow miners, many of whom come from rural areas, to bring their families to live with them near the mines.
The Chamber of Mines, on one hand, has not actually made any significant moves with regards to improvement of wages and also on issues related to the living out allowance, which are very important issues to us as workers, precisely because our members are still forced to live in single-sex hostels and they would like to live with their own families.
South Africa remains the world's major gold producer, but declining production has reduced its share from 80% of the world's total output in 1970 to around 15% at present. Output last year was 342 tons. And says the Chamber's chief spokesman, Franz Barker, gold mines suffered an overall loss in the past year, something that did not occur even in the industry's worst crisis in 1997.
Well, if you look at what has happened in the last four quarters for which results are available, we've suffered for the first time in about 45 years since the rand currency has been introduced. It's the very first time that we've suffered a loss over these last four quarters.
The strike by three quarters of the industry's workforce will cost some $20 million per day, almost all of it in foreign currency earnings. One other union, representing a further 4,000 white miners, is expected to join the strike late Monday. Meanwhile, around 40% of South Africa's 200,000 municipal workers are also out on strike, demanding an 8% increase. The Municipal Employers Association has offered 6%. Buses are not operating and trash is not being collected. Several workers were injured when police clashed with strikers in the port city of Durban and in Benoni, a town east of Johannesburg. Officials said protesting workers were damaging property and refusing to follow police orders. Last week, in a three-day warning strike, municipal strikers in Johannesburg overturned trash bins, causing litter to spread throughout the downtown area. Dina Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.